frequent visitors to the emergency room can drive up the cost of everyone's health care. In effect, our monthly insurance premiums have to cover the most expensive patients. So Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is devoting more attention to its priciest patients in a long-term effort to control overall costs. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
It's been a rough year for Charles Henderson of Nashville.
When you hear of cancer, you think of that's going to be the end.
The diagnosis of prostate cancer came just after his mother died, and since he'd been homeless and uninsured until recently, his trip to the doctor also discovered a case of hepatitis C. That's now under control, and radiation seems to be working on the tumor.
Be 44 treatments, 44 different days.
But, as Henderson says, he wouldn't have made it by himself.
My name is Kelly, and I'm the patient care coordinator for Charles Henderson. And he'll be ready for pickup in about 30 minutes.
That's Kelly Hutchison, who's calling for a shuttle from St. Thomas Hospital to take Henderson home to his new apartment in Madison. Hutchison is a nurse who works for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Aside from lining up rides, she also calls Henderson to make sure he's following doctor's orders, taking his medicine, and eating healthy.
It's been real rough, but I dump everything in her hand. And, you know, I know she hates me for that, but whenever I couldn't have never done it myself. I missed appointments and I just blew it off and got frustrated.
For instance, just as he neared the end of his cancer treatments, his urologist stopped taking his insurance.
Right now, we're currently finding him another physician to carry over his urology care.
I'd never been able to do what she did because I just, you know, I just give up too easy.
In Tennessee, Blue Cross has hired nearly 60 nurses like Hutchison to handle patient coordination for 300,000 people. That's roughly 10% of its patients across the state. For those who have chronic conditions like congestive heart failure and hypertension, the insurer has found it can save money by holding patients' hands now because it prevents them needing more expensive treatment later. And hospitals are becoming more interested in joining forces with insurance companies because of new bonuses for making people healthier and penalties for folks showing up with the same problems over and over. There's a name for this strategy, a patient-centered medical home. It can be misleading, though. It's not a physical location, more of a home base for dealing with the healthcare system.
You know, it's an experience. It's not a place.
Ann Greiner is CEO of the Patient-Centered Primary Care Collaborative, which advocates for these patient-centered medical homes. She likes to think of the concept as providing a general contractor for a patient's health, coordinating rather than performing the care.
Ideally, everyone has the benefit of a patient-centered medical home, and then there are more intense services for those patients that really need them.
But this isn't the case yet in most of the country. While the incentives are changing, physicians are still mostly paid for procedures and tests, not counseling and coordinating. So for now, insurance companies and state Medicaid programs are the force behind many patient-centered medical homes, and they primarily help the sickest, where insurers see the biggest potential savings. But Blue Cross also argues that it's creating a better experience for chronically ill people like Charles Henderson.
I have him cupcakes, and some spoons for his kitchen. So for his last day of treatment.
And I appreciate everything.
Blue Cross acknowledges it needs to find a balance between hand-holding and letting people navigate the medical system on their own. Nancy Muldowney manages the company's care coordinators in Middle Tennessee and says she doesn't want patients like Henderson to grow overly dependent on the additional help.
He has to own part of that health. And a lot of our program is we want to empower patients and we partner with patients so that they can own their health. But it's a very long process. It doesn't happen overnight.
The goal is for Henderson to take initiative himself, which he's starting to. He recently needed glasses, and instead of throwing up his hands, he scheduled an eye appointment. Blue Cross hopes he does the same when it's time for a cancer checkup. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.